Where is this coming from on the left in particular? Is it generational or is it purely ideological, or maybe a little bit of both?
I think it's both. A lot of people would argue that this is something that really started a long time ago with, you know, Foucault and postmodernism and critical theory. So it started in academia and has really merged or really spread from there. And when you do see this, you know, colleges were doing trigger warnings and things like that, you know, probably even 10 years ago, probably even longer in some schools, like places like Oberlin, I would imagine. And, you know, people like me and you would talk about how this is a problem, this sort of safetyism, this cancel culture, call-out culture on college campuses. And a lot of people, particularly on the left, would respond and say, like, they're just college kids. College kids have always been crazy, which is true. But the problem is they don't stay on campus. Mm-hmm. And now these people have entered institutions, and in some cases they are taking over those institutions, pushing out senior people. And I do support workers' rights. I think workers should have power as well. But they're focusing their power in ways that comes across as incredibly authoritarian. And so if you make one mistake currently or in your past, you know, you can be in danger of having basically, you know, a mob of people in their 20s and 30s or sometimes older walk out on your business. You know, like Hachette, the publisher of Woody Allen's memoir, canceled his book, actually pulped his book. It had been printed and actually pulped his book, costing them I don't know how much money. Because staffers at the publishing house didn't want that book published.
It's absurd. You talk about an instance of something similar, although way crazier, with a grocer out of Minnesota who ends up losing the lease to his building, essentially over something that was said a very, very long time ago.